Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
You're listening to the West Bromwich Albion Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. We have got your team covered with Churchill Business Insurance, and you can get in touch tonight. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. You can WhatsApp on the same number. There is always so much to discuss in the Championship. Games come thick and fast. We talk about the games on the weekend. We look towards what is coming up, a preview of sorts. And then you have issues like the coronavirus, what is going on in the EFL. So much to talk about, and a man who joins us now to talk us and take us a little bit further into it is Connor Ashfield from West Bromwich Albion Fan TV. Connor, always good to get you on. Me and you, as I say every week, we got a blossoming bromance, but at the minute, mate, that might be dead, because the bigger question is, you're out driving the missus about and you got a date with me.
You'll be too happy with that. She's next to me in the car now.
Yeah, that's all right. Put it on loudspeaker. I'm not having it. You tell her when it comes to 9:30 to 10 o'clock on Love Sport Radio, the station giving fans a voice, it's me and you, mate. This is how it works. The triangle doesn't work in a relationship. Three is a crowd.
Oh, no, she's laughing there.
Yeah, well, yeah. Tell her that the joke's on you two. There is no laughter because the only three we're after is the 3 points for West Brom, and we didn't get those 3 points on the weekend. A bit of a disappointing performance against Swansea. What did you make of it, Connor?
A bit flat and a bit boring, to be honest with you. You know, there was just nothing through the whole of the match. It was just so boring. I think both sides, I mean, it's not the worst result going there and getting a point, but, you know, we didn't lose. But, you know, we needed to win, really, I thought.
Yeah, needed to win because we know what's at stake in this Championship season. Obviously, going forward, actually, Connor, I think if you're playing this out, we can hear you. The signal's a little bit bad if you're listening to us as you're on air at the same time. I'm not sure, but we'll get your mic down in that sense. Or if your girlfriend's trying to tamper with it, she's still causing problems. I'm not happy. But you was trying to, obviously, pick up the points. We know what's at stake this season. But when you look on the face of it, Forest struggling, Preston struggling, Bristol City struggling, you're still, they're not closing the gap. You're not getting away, but, you know, you're still nicely placed, aren't you?
Yeah, everyone's bottling it, really. You know, like I say, we were at a point where we had 13 points ahead of everyone, of third place. And then you look at the gap and we kind of, you know, lost a few games, like I say, the Championship. It's such a hard league. It's so unpredictable. Like you mentioned, teams dropping points like Nottingham Forest. You know, 4-0 to Millwall, wasn't it? You know,
3-0,
like, yeah, 3-0. It's crazy. You know, teams like Millwall, they're actually sneaking in through the to the playoff places, aren't they? So.
Yeah, and they're just outside, obviously. It's such an interesting one, how this Championship race will end. You know, it's going to go to the wire. How are you feeling about things now?
I'm just hoping that we can win against Birmingham, because it is a big match. It might be the last game we actually see, like, live with all this coronavirus stuff, you know. Because, you know, it might be played behind closed doors soon, so... You know, we've got to make the most of it before it probably does happen.
Yeah, and on the coronavirus, it's such a big topic at the minute, and we're always talking about fans' health and safety. That is the number one priority. The EFL are going ahead with the games. But, Connor, as a fan, and you go to the games, where do you stand on it? Because some games are being played behind closed doors, empty stadiums, other leagues around Europe and even the world across the pond, cancelling their sports completely. What do you make of it? I mean, if it was cancelled at the minute, West Brom are up. Is that how they're going to work it? What are your thoughts on it all?
I think it's a massive red flag. I think it's an area of concern. You know, like, it is dang. I don't want the season to be played behind closed doors, because that's, you know, I'm a football fan at the end of the day. I know it's important that, you know, I don't really like talking about it, but it's important that we stop, like, the spread of it as much as we can. But, you know, I'd be really disappointed to stop watching my team play the final 9 games, especially when we're doing so well. But like you say, I think fans' health and safety comes first before anything, because, you know, you've only got to sit in the stadium with someone for 15 minutes, I think it is, and you can have that coronavirus. It ain't really worth it, is it?
Well, that's what we're saying. But fans, we can't stop that just from, you know, in the grounds, because fans will go to the pubs, the bars, they're congregating outside. And we're kind of seeing this with a little bit. I know we're talking West Brom, but games in Europe, fans travelling to games, they've got the tickets and people are still socialising with each other, interacting. It's like the players can't do the handshake before the game, Connor. Then they can do a contact sport for 90 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. And like you just mentioned, I think it's Wolves who have gone out to Olympiacos. Mm. And they're all sitting in a pub with each other. Well, if you'd have put them in the stadium, it's more open-aired, isn't it? Yeah. You know, they're going to be breathing in the same air, like in really close and tight spaces in a pub, aren't they?
Yes.
And I just think I want the season to carry on. I really do. I think if you live your life worrying about catching a virus or you worry about stuff like that, you'll never go anywhere.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's the problem I think that they're struggling with at the minute. Other news, and we and you have spoke about this and we've kind of had a laugh about it because we can't quite believe it, but it's been back in the news this week. Albion still allegedly owed over £200,000 for the transfer of Louis Barry. How frustrating is this whole situation? And honestly, I can't even begin to talk about it. We're talking about Barcelona, of all teams, who haven't paid this small nominal amount to West Brom.
Before, and you know, they paid Lionel Messi £600,000 a week or whatever ridiculous money he gets, and they can't even give us £200,000 for a player. I just think it's ridiculous, and I think if it was the other way around, I think, you know, the authorities in the football would definitely be on, you know, our backs a little bit more. I just think just because it's Barcelona, and if it was Man United or anyone else, they'd probably be the same. Everyone seems to hate West Brom. And I always say it, like, no one really cares if West Brom have a problem. But if it's one of the big teams, they're soon on it.
Yeah, it is. That's the thing. And a lot of clubs feel like that. And Birmingham feel like that as well. But about different issues. I know we won't talk about Birmingham too much, Connor, because this is the WBA fan show. But I do want to talk a little bit about, obviously, Birmingham on the weekend. It is a massive game. And we just mentioned there. What are you making of this? Because actually, apart from the defeat against Reading, they were unbeaten in 11 championship games. And they feel like, and from doing their fan show, that, you know, they can still play a part in this race. Maybe not for their own personal game, but just have implications in the race for others.
Yeah, I think Birmingham are a good side. You know, they've got some really good players like Carly Dean, Jude Bellingham, Jutovic, that, you know, they've got players who can cause us problems, but, you know, I still think that we've definitely got the capability of beating them. I think, like I say, it's going to be a really tough match, but I just think we'll have too much for them. I don't believe in them saying that they can have a part to play. I just don't. I don't think they're that good, but we'll see on Saturday, won't we?
Yeah, we'll see on Saturday. They did have an 11-game unbeaten run, though, 13 in all competitions. What did you make, obviously, of a bit of an interesting one there? Harvey Barnes scoring for Leicester against Villa last Monday night, and he said he owed Villa one for West Brom. Nice to hear that.
Yeah, definitely. Everyone loved Harvey Barnes when he was at the club. We all wanted him to stay when his loan got cut short. He was probably one of the best loanees we've ever had, really. Like, I think Brady Deanne Garner's good, but, you know, I think Barnes did it in a lesser team, if I'm being honest. I think the team this year is better than the team what we had last year. Okay, we had Dwight Gayle, who we had more clinical goal scorers, but in terms of the team all round now, I think it's a lot stronger than it was last season. And yeah, it's nice to see him score a goal against the Villa, who are going to get relegated 100%. I'm glad to see a goal because, they're the most arrogant fan base and club on this planet. Like, they live in the past. They celebrate a trophy. What, half of them wasn't even born when they won it. You know, they were still kicking bladders around when they won it. So I don't see the point of celebrating it. I just think Villa fans are really, really deluded, and I think they need to come to realisation now that they're not famous anymore.
Yeah, Connor, you're always good value for saying something about Villa or something else. It's why we get you on the show. Connor, really glad you come on. Enjoy your time tonight. Connor Ashfield there from West Brom Fan TV. But I'm delighted to say something of a little bit of a special show, because this is the West Brom Takeover. This is your fan show, and you can have your say. And that's why I'm delighted to say now we do have a new guest, a new voice, giving us hopefully a new perspective on what he thinks he's seen this season from West Brom. And it is Dan from Baggies Facts. Dan, really good to get you on. Someone we've been trying to seduce. We've been trying to get you on for many weeks. Finally, we've been able to track you, Dan. I really hope you well. Dan, we can be a little bit broader in our questions to you, really, as it's the first time we've spoke. What are you making of the season so far and the first under Slaven Bilic?
Breath of fresh air, really. Slaven Bilic, right from the start. I think with a name, sometimes it can be a bit dangerous. You know, names don't always work out, and sometimes you might pick a name and actually you're better off pointing someone else who's more suited to that particular situation or club. But I think Bilic is a name, and he's also the perfect man for the job. He's come in, and it's almost as if he's been there for years, and he knows everything about the club. He knows the setup. He's learned a lot about the club, and he's put us in a place that's like I was expecting maybe playoffs at best this season, and because it's really not easy, the Championship. Every club wants to go into it thinking that they're going to turn teams over. You know, your Leeds or your West Broms or whoever you are near the top of the league, there's plenty of fans at those clubs that think they're going to turn teams over every week, and it's really not the case. You could be playing Wigan, or you could be playing Hull, you could be playing, you know, Luton or Millwall, whoever you want, you're going to be in for a tough game. And I think that Slaven Bilic is the right kind of manager to set a team up right in order to get victories against those sort of teams and against the teams towards the top of the league. And you know, two away defeats all season. We've barely put a foot wrong. You know, there will be Albion fans that are overcritical and maybe say we could be top by many more points probably with some of the football we've played and how we've gone about the season. But there's been plenty of times where you feel that we should have won games and we've drew, or we should have drew games and we've lost the odd one, and we've had a great performance away at Leeds this season and somehow managed to lose. It's probably one of our best performances of the season. So I think we're perfectly set up to be going back up to the Premier League. And I do only think that the only thing that could probably stop us will be coronavirus.
I know. And what are you making on that, Dan? Because it's actually a shame, because I wanted to talk so many questions on the season as it is the first time we spoke. But this is the big story at the minute. It is big news. Coronavirus, the EFL are saying the games are going ahead. Does that mean that West Brom go up? Does it mean Leeds go up? Do they end it how it stands? We just don't
depends,
know.
Yeah. Well, if you look at what Germany are potentially doing, that is how they're going to finish their season. There's reports that the potentially in Germany they'll finish it as is with no promotion, no relegation. I mean, if that was to come to you know, the English league, you'd be absolutely gutted, wouldn't you, having done so well all season. It's just all up in air. In terms of, like, football-wise, it's not nice. You know, we all support our clubs and we all want to see our clubs do really well, and it is stupidly important, but they do say that football is probably the most important thing of all the non-important things. And so if the decision is that the season needs to be put to a halt, or I don't want us to be playing behind closed doors, to be honest, because I think once you do that, you lose the fan element, and then you lose completely what the game's all about. And the League Two clubs, League One clubs aren't going to be able to survive without gate receipts. Simple as that. And so I think if we're going to do anything, it needs to be postponement rather than playing behind closed doors, to be honest. But it would be typical Albion to do so well in a season, finishing, you know, potentially could finish top of the league and get promoted, only for something as crazy as this to stop us in our tracks, really.
And Dan, obviously, because we've got you on the show, I want to talk a little bit more about Baggies Facts. Can you tell us exactly what that is, and how did it start, and how did you get involved in it?
Yeah, so it's something I started myself. It's pretty much been a one-man team. I did have a website with it for probably about 3 or 4 years. But that's so much running, you know, with a normal job and having to come home and read through articles, write articles yourself, set the website up, et cetera, and the cost of it as well. because I'm not one that wanted to do any advertising at all. I just wanted to do decent enough content. It just became a bit too much. So I just went to being a Twitter account again, which is a little bit more fun, probably a little bit less rewarding, but it is still quite fun. And, you know, the website might come back at some point one day, but it's been going for, I think it's about 10 years now, I think it's been going. So
That is an achievement, though. That is genuinely incredible where you've put all that work into, because I was having a little look at it, and, you know, it's kind of really interesting, ain't it, even if you're not in that West Brom bubble.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing. But you need to be collaborating with people that support different other teams. You know, you need to be able to have that conversation with, even, you know, I'm not a big fan of the Wolves, or I'm not a big fan of Villa, obviously, because of being a Baggies fan. But I would still, you know, happily have conversations with, you know, supporters groups or, you know, fan websites from those teams. And it's all about engagement and, you know, pushing each other to try and get some decent content, because, you know, I don't do it for any paid reason. I do it because I love the Baggies. So it's just, I suppose that's probably my advice to anyone who wants to do anything fan related. You need to be engaged with fans of other clubs rather than just the echo chamber of your own club, to be honest.
Yeah, and very quickly then, Dan, just for you, Birmingham on the weekend, what is your prediction and how will it play out?
Do you know what? I think it's going to be a real tough game. Blues have got some decent players. They went on a stupid streak of not losing, what was it, 11 games?
Yeah.
And they probably were, you know, you always get that team that come from nowhere and make the playoffs somehow. There would potentially be my tip to do that, but I'm not quite sure they've got enough games in them now. But, you know, it's going to be a really tough game. We do seem to have the knack of beating Blues when we need to. So I'm probably going to go for a tight, maybe 3-2 or 2-1 victory. We always concede at home, so it's a given that Blues will score one.
Well, it's only the points that matter. Dan, it was really good to get you on and give us a little bit of your time. Like I said, I think fans should be checking out all the brilliant work you do, but it was great to get you on. Hopefully, you'll join us again soon. Dan there from the Baggies Facts. Really good and interesting to get a new perspective, but it is such a big clash. It's Birmingham on the weekend. Soft rivals, but they are rivals, and it is a game where West Brom will want to stay in the top two, and the West Brom Fan Show is back at 9:30 to 10 every Thursday, so why don't you make sure you join us?
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.